My beloved friends and brethren, I turn to you as you have turned to me. In times of joy, in times of peace, in times of plenty, and in times of need, you are in the time of all of these qualities, and you are at a point of shifting to a higher dimension, a higher realm, and laying down new form, new paradigm, new form of existence of what it means to be human. You are returning to the original plan, to the plan of the Divine Mother, of being sheer energy, angelics, in form, and to create and co-create above and below and in between. What does creation entail? And what does this blog teach thee? Balance. For it is in the balance that you discover the truth and the peace and the wholeness of who you are. The balance, my beloved ones, is in the give and in the receive. All of you, each and every one of you, who read this statement, have opened your hearts long ago. And you give with the truth of love, without reserve, without condition. You give with and from your heart because you desire to. But it is not only in the giving that the balance is achieved. It is also in the learning to receive, and to receive in a wide variety of ways. Love, peace, abundance, money, support, kinship, divine intervention, guidance, all of the divine qualities. Now you are good. In fact, you are excelling in receiving the energy from the Mother, in accepting the gifts that are being sent to you and the tools that are being shared with you from the Mother, from me, from your star brothers and sisters, and so on. You are not always as comfortable in receiving in physical reality. Now you say to me, Lord, we are ready. And you have persisted in your efforts to allow, yes, allow, the various prosperity programs to flow freely. Do not stop that work. It is critical and crucial and necessary. But it is not an either-or. It is not duality or polarity. Understand that sharing and abundance comes in many forms. So So open your hearts, sweet angels, not only to give but to receive. And know that there is blessing in both. Go with my love.